everyone, and welcome to another episode of LID Radio Podcast. Today in our Inside Knowledge series, we are speaking to Natasha Wallace. So she'll be covering the topic, how to lead people through crisis. So Natasha Wallace is founder and chief coach of Conscious Works. It's an organisational wellbeing company. So as a former HR director, Natasha left her job having reached complete burnout. It led her to recognise that there are two fundamental things in getting people to stay well at work, self-knowledge and self-care. So she set up her own company and wrote her book, The Conscious Effect, to help fix that problem. She now inspires a well world of work, coaching and advising leaders and their teams to create healthier and happier workplaces through a greater focus on well-being. So now, over to Natasha.
Hi, I'm Natasha Wallace, founder and chief coach of Conscious Works, a coaching and leadership development company specialising in organisational wellbeing. I'm also author of The Conscious Effect, 50 Lessons for Better Organisational Wellbeing. So I'm here today to talk about how you can coach and guide your team to deal with the working dynamics that have been created by being in isolation. So what's interesting to see is the different responses that people have had to being isolated. And the situation is very fluid. So on a day-to-day basis, things are changing. And you may find this yourself. You know, one day you feel okay about what's happening and you feel calm and in control. And the next day, things just don't feel as easy to deal with. And people are dealing with many conflicting pressures. So whereas going into work every day created this separation for people, whereby they could leave the house and go and do their job and come home and almost compartmentalise the different aspects of their lives, we're all being challenged at the moment to bring those different aspects of our lives together. And if you're a parent, you're having to keep your children happy and potentially teach them at home whilst working. And if you're not, you might be living on your own. How do you create a routine that enables you to sort of stay at your best all day, whilst maybe taking care of the needs of your family who you're disconnected from? So, you know, what's been interesting to see is that there's been some absolutely fantastic acts of service and resilience shown to this current situation. But also people are, you know, responding in a very human way. They're worried about their own health. They're worried about the health of their families. They're worried about the future of their roles. You know, there's people who have already been furloughed. And all of those things are impacting people's ability to stay stable on a day-to-day basis. Now, this presents huge challenges for leaders. Because not only have they got to keep the performance of the team on track if they're still leading and people are still in the business, but there's almost a need to establish a new working routine, not just for the team, but for themselves too. Now, this requires a lot of intentional, conscious thought, because the majority of the time we're just repeating the same actions and thoughts from the day before. Now, in this new environment, there's so much consideration and thought that's needing to go into working in a new way, connecting with your team in a new way, and also helping them to prioritise their work in a new way. And that puts quite a lot of mental strain on people. So what we're finding is that by the end of the day, people are very tired. So regardless if you consciously think that you're sort of being stressed by the current circumstances, and many people naturally are, people are getting tired by the end of the day because of that sort of extra level of mental effort they're having to put into how they run their day. Now, it's great that some people are getting into a bit of a routine and things are becoming easier. But, you know, in terms of the ongoing nature of this situation, it will require leaders to pay attention to what's going on in their team on a day-to-day basis. So they're having to stay connected virtually, which means more regular contact than ever, because you can't, you know, there's no sort of incidental contact with the team. They're needing to keep team priorities clear and help them to organise where to focus their time and effort. And also there's the need to keep the wider team connected so we don't get the situation where people are feeling isolated or lonely, or where there's silos created. And then, of course, there's a need to keep the team updated on what's going on in the business in order to sort of keep them steady. What's interesting, actually, is that what we would have always described as best practice leadership is now becoming business as usual leadership. So, you know, for a number of years, we've talked about the need to engage your people and communicate with them and make sure there's a two-way flow of conversation going on between leaders and managers and individuals. Now, this has become an essential aspect of keeping people connected at home. Flexibility and allowing people to work in a way that suits them and helps them to balance their home and work priorities has now become something that people have had to sort of do by default. And also giving people the space to do things the way that they want to, you know, by the very nature of the fact that people are working at home on their own, there's more opportunity, I guess, to allow people to take ownership for their work. Now, there is a default, unfortunately, sometimes for managers in these sorts of situations to take more control or to be more in control and to micromanage. But we really must make sure that we avoid that if possible, because the way that we respond as leaders during this crisis will really be indicative of how we will lead in the future and what our employees will expect of us. And this is a great opportunity for us to develop ourselves as leaders and to maybe think about a new way of being and a new way of leading in a new climate. And also there's the necessity to allow people to speak up about their feelings and to show some vulnerability as a leader. Now, all of these things, engagement, flexibility, empowering people, giving them autonomy and allowing them to speak up about their feelings. You know, we've been encouraging leaders to do that for a number of years now. And, you know, for teams to continue to perform during this particular period in time, leaders are almost being forced to lead in this way in order to enable people. So what do leaders need to be conscious of, and how will they enable the best levels of performance and consistency in their teams as we move into the following weeks and months? Well, the first thing is to show compassion. Now, it can be very easy to become desensitized in these situations once you as a leader have gotten used to the way that things are working. But of course, people will have their own experiences of what is going on. Some people are able to concentrate and focus in this environment, some people aren't. This can change from day to day. Your highest performers, who you're used to delivering really great results and staying very focused, you know, some of them may be wavering, or some of them may have gone into hero mode at the beginning of this crisis and really sort of come to the rescue, and now they're becoming tired. So, you know, really recognize the fact that this is a fluid process, that people will be feeling different from day to day, and being there to listen to how they're doing and asking them how they're doing on an ongoing basis will be incredibly important. Plus also, you know, it may be that you're seeing people around you behaving in a way that you don't think is massively helpful. So remembering the situation we're in, and that any unhealthy or unhelpful behaviour is a normal part of people being triggered in this sort of you know, difficult and challenging time. So just to show a bit of compassion and understanding in those situations. Be present. So be present and available for your people. You may be really busy delivering other things, but create specific points in the day where you connect with your people. Maybe having a stand-up or a check-in in the morning and a wind-down or a wrap-up session at the end of the day creates a great way to structure the day so that everybody's connected and everybody knows what's going on, and it provides a great opportunity for people to speak to each other. And also creating that space for people to speak up and be honest. It's very easy to try and be strong in these situations, and to want to be optimistic and positive, and to try and to encourage everybody else to be the same. But there also needs to be an opportunity for people to say that they don't feel okay, to have the space to do that, knowing that there won't be any repercussions and that it won't impact their performance. And also being aware of your own standards and your own willing to be open as a leader is important, because that will influence the extent to which you enable other people to speak up too. There's also another opportunity here to co-create the answers. So there's going to be a lot of you out there who won't really know what the answers are. It's an unprecedented time, and you won't know what the best way is to support your people or what they need from you. So co-create those answers together. Get people talking about what it is they need as a team, what it is they need as individuals, and keep on checking in on that. One of my clients, we worked through a practical survival guide, which was created by 25 of the team, by all contributing the ways that they were handling working in isolation. It's a really great opportunity to get people together to contribute to something that would enable or will enable the wider team. And make sure you're helping people to focus on what matters most. This doesn't necessarily mean telling people how to do things, but it certainly means helping people prioritise what it is that's going to make the biggest difference. Some people will naturally do that, other people will need more guidance. I think the thing that you need to be clear about as a leader is that everybody is focused on what matters most. And so having the conversations to set the goals, set the objectives, get them focused where they're going to make the biggest difference is important. But also being aware of your own reactions and how you're showing up, and whether you're being triggered or whether you're being the same as you would normally be. Often we don't see our own responses and our own reactions. But the people around us do. So as a leader, you must make sure you're taking care of yourself first. You know, the adage of putting your oxygen mask on first. Because unless you are, it makes it harder for you to stay calm and stable for the duration. And also, when you are taking care of yourself, you know, taking regular breaks, getting out in the fresh air, taking exercise, making sure that you're balancing your workload, making sure you're not working long hours just because it's easier to stay on the laptop than it is to switch off. You know, all of those things role model great behaviour to your people. And as long as you're taking care of yourself, then your team are probably going to be taking care of themselves too. So show compassion, be present and available for your people, create the safe space for people to speak up, co-create the answers, enable people to focus on what matters most by helping them to prioritise, and be aware of your own reactions and take care of yourself. And hopefully, by doing some of that, it will make this next period of time a little easier.
The biggest thank you to Natasha Wallace for sharing her inside knowledge with us. And do keep an eye on our social media channels at Lid Publishing, where we'll be continuing to share the inside knowledge of our authors and experts over the coming weeks. Take care, and thank you for listening to Lid Radio Podcast.